Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Wednesday, November 13th edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin, and I'll be taking you guys through the latest in the world of mixed martial arts. A couple pieces of the news to talk about today. Fight announcement. Going to be a shorter show today, just not a ton going on. So let's get right into it. First thing first, Tyson Fury, Stipe Miocic. They've been kind of going back and forth on social media lately. Again, you know, I talked about this yesterday. When Tyson Fury said recently that he was interested in MMA, I thought it was kind of a joke. Dana White said that, you know, why would he do this? Why would he leave boxing for this? But then we saw the video of Fury training with Darren Till, and now he's calling out Stipe Miocic. Miocic said he wants to fight Tyson Fury, and now Tyson's offering to fight Miocic, but in boxing. So I think that makes a lot more sense. Fury versus Stipe Miocic in a crossover fight in the boxing ring. It just wouldn't make sense for Stipe Fury to come over to MMA at this point in time. He just doesn't have the grappling to compete with a guy like Stipe Miocic, or quite frankly, most of the heavyweights in the UFC. Yeah, there's some guys at the bottom end that Tyson Fury actually could beat right now, but the top guys that could take him down, he would obviously lose to. So I think that the fight with Miocic, if that happened in the boxing ring, makes so much more sense. It'd be a fun fight. Obviously, Fury would be a big favorite in that fight, but Miocic is a very talented boxer. For the most part, he's a pretty solid chin, I'd say. He has been knocked out a couple times with the small gloves in MMA, but who knows how he would do in boxing. I think it'd be a fun fight for the fans. Do I think it happens? I don't know, but I mean, with the Zuffa boxing thing potentially happening, that does give it, I think, a better chance of it happening than it would have in the past. We did see Conor McGregor go to boxing to fight Floyd Mayweather, so you can't say no to this fight, like a complete no to this possibly happening down the road. I still feel like Stevie's going to fight DC, even though he says that Fury's a more interesting fight for him. Fury has to fight Deontay Wilder again, but who knows, maybe next summer, maybe the year after. I wouldn't completely write this fight off. I just feel like there's a few other fights with both these guys in their respective sports first before this potentially happens. But yeah, to me, if Fury does fight Miocic, it's going to have to happen in boxing, not in MMA. It just doesn't make sense. A couple other things here. Nate Diaz, the other day, a fan messaged him on Instagram and said that, hey, Nate, you know, I lost money betting on you against Jorge Masvidal. I lost my rent money. I'm sleeping in my car. And Nate responded and said, okay, cool. I have your back or something. And the fan actually posted a follow-up and said that Nate actually paid him back for the bet, which I thought was super cool. Nate, you know, for Nate Diaz, he obviously has a lot of money. So whatever this fan bet on, I doubt it was a lot of money. If you're saying it's rent money, maybe, you know, a couple hundred, maybe $1,000 or something, but still super cool of Nate to actually go and pay this guy back. Apparently he sent him PayPal. The guy has the text message conversation or the Instagram DM, whatever it was. And I thought that was super cool of Nate. So Nate obviously trying to gain some more fan support if he didn't have any already. The guy is one of the most popular fighters in the sport, and honestly, I think even people that don't like him, they see this story, they're gonna be like, wow, this guy is an awesome dude. So super cool. Nate Diaz, apparently he gave the guy back the money he lost plus a little bit extra for his troubles. So super cool. Nate Diaz, gotta give him some respect here. Just an awesome gesture by Nate Diaz. Francis Ngannou spoke to MMAJunkie.com, and he talked about the UFC using him as a gatekeeper. He doesn't believe the UFC wants him to actually fight for the belt. He believes that they just want to use him as a gatekeeper for other fighters to fight for the belt. So, you know, I'm not 100% buying what Francis is saying. I just think he's the victim of bad timing right now. Unfortunately, there's just no one available from the fight that makes sense, unless Derek Lewis and him want to fight again. The first fight obviously was terrible, but maybe a rematch is better. That's pretty much the only fight, though. If you look at the top five, top 10 of the division in the heavyweights, Francis has pretty much cleaned out the rest of the guys, except for obviously Stipe and DC. So that fight's got to happen. But, you know, Francis might have to wait a little while. And that's obviously an issue for him right now. So he wants to fight. He's eager to fight. I can't blame him. He hasn't fought since June when he knocked JDS in quick fashion, very quickly. The guy's amazing, though. I just don't think the UFC's completely writing him off. I just think they literally just don't have a fight for him right now. The Volkov fight would be fun if that does happen. Derek Lewis, maybe the UFC saving him for the France card next year if they do go to France, which it seems like they will because the sport's going to be legalized there. But unfortunately, he just has to wait for Stipe and DC to get their trilogy fight out of the way. You know what? Like, it is what it is. Stipe had surgery recently or something on his eye, so he's going to be out for a little while, and DC obviously is out for a little while himself. So Francis just has to wait. It sucks, but you know what? One of the problems with the sport is timing, good and bad, and unfortunately, Francis right now is a victim of bad timing. Logan Paul's back in the news. This guy, he can't escape the MMA news cycle. TMZ caught up with him again. They asked him what his thoughts were on fighting CM Punk, because it seems like that's a fight that some people want to see. I mean, listen, like, CM Punk obviously is not a great MMA fighter by any means. He went 0-2 in the UFC. I don't think he's a guy that should have ever been in the UFC, but he is a guy with a big name. So Logan Paul says that he would be interested in fighting CM Punk. He says he wants to fight him either in the UFC or Bellator. And he also mentioned Dylan Danis as a potential opponent, but in boxing, not in MMA. He just thinks Dylan's ground game would be way too much, and obviously it would be. So you could see Logan Paul potentially fight CM Punk or maybe box Dylan Danis. I wouldn't be surprised if either thing happened. He says he has a conversation with DAZN. I think he had his meeting yesterday. So DAZN clearly likes this guy. The subscriptions are through the roof after the fight with KSI. So I feel like with DAZN having to deal with Bellator and with Logan Paul, you could see Logan Paul versus Dylan Danis in Bellator or in DAZN or whatever in a boxing match, but not in MMA, because obviously if Paul fights Danis in MMA, he's going to get taken down, submitted. A couple other things here. Derek Anderson, unfortunately, is out of his fight at Bellator 235 against Michael Page. So they're looking for a new opponent for Michael Page for that card next week in England. Gerald Harris has offered his hand for the fight, but he wants it at 180 pounds catch weight. It is on short notice. Maybe Bellator would be open to that. They do catch weights all the time, so I don't see why they wouldn't be. And we'll see what happens there. And the last thing is a fight announcement in Bellator. Neiman Gracie will be taking on Keiichi Kunimoto at Bellator 236. So kind of an interesting fight here. Neiman Gracie, obviously a very talented guy. He did lose to Rory McDonald in the tournament. Before that, he had been undefeated over 9 straight fights. The guy's very talented. Amazing ground game, obviously. And then Keiichi Kunimoto is a veteran of the sport, a veteran of the UFC, a veteran of Bellator, but a guy that is very beatable. He's coming off a knockout loss against Ed Ruth. He's lost 3 of his last 5 fights. He kind of flamed out of the UFC with a 3-2 record. I would favor Gracie quite highly in this fight, even though Kunimoto is pretty tough to submit, only been submitted twice in almost 30 fights. So very tough to submit, but I do think Gracie would be able to finish him if the fight goes to the ground. All right, guys, I think that's it for today's show. Again, a little short one today, but that's okay. All right, you can check me on Twitter at @MMAdamMartin. This podcast, as always, available at MMAoddsBreaker.com. Go to our YouTube channel, like, share, subscribe. Tell your friends about it. Check me out at BJPenn.com and MMARings.net. This podcast is also available at SoundCloud, Anchor, and iTunes. I appreciate if you guys subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. If you want to just listen to the audio version of the show, leave a review if you can as well. And that's it for today's show, guys. All right. Thank you for joining in. And I'll be back tomorrow for the Thursday edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. Have a good one. Bye.